Hi, everybody. It is time for the Sfardic Shuva of the week from Tinex Sha'are Ora. And we're going to be discussing a very interesting issue that can come up from time to time. And that is if a woman is unsure if she recited Birkat HaMazon. Does she repeat Birkat HaMazon under such a circumstance or not? Now, this is a very, very interesting issue because normally when we have a safek, when we have a doubt about a particular Torah law, we say safek d'oraita l'chumra. We say if we're not sure about a din d'oraita, we should be strict. And if it's a safek, we're unsure about a din d'rabbanan, a rabbinic law, then we can be lenient. Well, what do we say about this situation? Well, let's look about Birkat HaMazon. Birkat HaMazon is mitzvah in the Torah. Right? So therefore it should be l'chumra. And indeed the halakha in Shulchan Aruch says that if you are unsure, if you said Birkat HaMazon, you must repeat Birkat HaMazon. The question is, does this rule apply only for men or even for women? Why should it be possibly different for women? This is not a din, it is not a mitzvah aseh shazman gerama, it is not a time-bound mitzvah, and therefore should be no difference between a man and a woman. And indeed, a woman is chayavet in Birkat HaMazon, as the Mishnah in the third parak of Masechet Brachot says. However, the Gemara to that Mishnah raises a very interesting question. The question is, when the Mishnah says a woman chayavot in Birkat HaMazon, is midoraita or midrabanan? Well, what's the svara? Why should women be chayavot in Birkat HaMazon only midrabanan? Well, there could be one of three reasons. Well, one is that because ha'aretz hatova asher natan lach, well, that is not, one could argue that the women did not receive the share, the nachala, went to the men. So ha'aretz hatova asher natan lach may not apply to them. Also, another svara is, you'll forgive me a little indelicate here, al b'ritecha shechatam tabiv sarenu, applies to the men, it does not apply to women. And the Gemara already says straight out, if you did not, later on in Masechet Brachot, in the seventh parak, it says that if you forget brit and aretz, you were not fulfilling the mitzvah of Birkat HaMazon. So we see it's a very, very important part of the mitzvah. So one could make an argument based on one of those two reasons, to argue that women are not included in Birkat HaMazon, at least on a Torah level. They're definitely chayavot. The question is d'oraita d'rabbanan. What does the Gemara conclude? Not particularly clear. However, the Rambam, the Rosh, understand that the Gemara does not come to a conclusion. It's inconclusive. As we call it, a bayah d'lev shita, it is a question that has been unresolved and therefore remains as a safek. And that's the way Shulchan Aruch rules, that we are unsure if the woman's chiyuv for Birkat HaMazon is a din d'oraita, a drabanan. So you have a very interesting question over here. Well, if a woman is unsure if she said Birkat HaMazon, what do we say in a situation like that? Do we say, well, safek midoraita lechumra? Or do we say safek drabanan lekula? Well, here we're not even sure whether the chiyuv is doraita or drabanan. So therefore, it is a highly debated issue. It is a debated issue amongst all the rabbanim, and specifically amongst the Sfaradim, amongst the Sfaradic greats. You have the Chidah, who comes and says that it is a svek sveka, a double safek, which we'll explain in a minute, and therefore women should not make the bracha. On the other hand, the Or HaChaim Kadosh. The Or HaChaim Kadosh, not only a great mukubal and a great parshan to the Torah, he also is an important posek. He wrote on the Yoredei, he wrote on the Or HaChaim, so he has a very important thing to say when it comes to halacha l'maaseh. So he, along with the Erech HaShulchan, they both come to the conclusion that in such a situation, women should repeat the Birkat HaMazon. So how are you going to resolve this issue? You have a machloket amongst the great Sephardic all-stars, and it's difficult to resolve it. So here are some of the thoughts. The argument to say that a woman should be chayevet to say Birkat HaMazon in such a situation is because you say it's a safek safeka. Well, maybe it's only drabanan. Maybe the chiyuv is only drabanan. And if you're going to say the chiyuv is doraita, maybe they didn't say it. That's the argument of the Chidah. But Erech HaShulchan
And Orach Chaim HaKadosh, they say, no, 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 look at it the other way. You could say it's a Svek Sveka L'chumra. Maybe they're Chayavot Midoraita. And even if you say they're only Chayavot Midorabanan, maybe they did not make the Bracha. This is a tough issue to resolve. And Rav Avadya writes that maybe this issue depends on whether you believe that this rule, that Safek Doraita L'chumra, that you have to resolve a doubt about a Torah-level issue strictly, is this a din d'oraita, like the Rambam believes, or like the Rashba, that it's only midrabanan? So this is a difficult issue to resolve. It can go either way. And Rav Avadya comes to a familiar conclusion to that if you follow, I hope you do follow Rav Avadya's rulings, he says very, very often, it's very common among Sephardic poskim, to say sabal, even Rashi Tevot among Sephardic poskim, sabal, safek brachot lahakel. Well, we're just not sure. At the end of the day, if we're not sure, you're just going to come out and say safek drabanan lekula, safek brachot lekula. If you're not sure if you make a bracha, then you have to be lenient and not say the bracha. It's actually being machmir, because the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch rule that the isur bracha levatela, the prohibition to say an unnecessary bracha, is an isur do'oraita, and therefore we have to be strict. And this issue is, if we come at the end of the day, a safek drabanan lekula. I recommend that you, the safek brachot lekula, sabal safek brachot lekula. I just recommend that you take a look at this issue. It is presented here in Yichave Da'at, Chelek Vav, Siman Yud. It is a 20-page tshuva. It is a very rich discussion. I just gave you the Ktzeh HaMazleg, just the tip of the iceberg of this issue, but a very, very fascinating, rich footnotes that he has here. You can become a big Talmid Chacham just by reading this tshuva and knowing it inside and out. Very, very interesting issue. Wishing everybody a great week.